You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let me share a Facebook message from Kendra. She wrote, "Dom, I know you guys say things that get some people upset." Wait a minute. Do we ever do that?
A little bit.
You do.
Mostly
Come
me.
Come on. I know you guys say things that get some people upset, but I've always thought it was kind of funny. Until I was talking to a good friend of mine about something you said on your show, and it made my daughter upset. You had something called a celebrity stand-aside, I think, and I thought that was hilarious because we all have fantasies, and anyone who says they don't is a big liar.
Mm-hmm.
Let me jump in. I'm in the middle of Kendra's note here. I probably should do an explanation for people who have no idea what a freaking celebrity stand-aside is, and here's the way it works. Most people, not all, probably 98% of people have some sort of interest slash fascination slash obsession with a particular celebrity. And you kind of fantasize about them and, ooh, what would it be like to be with them and blah, blah, blah. So the whole idea of the celebrity stand aside is that if that person came to your door, you open the door and there is Kate Beckinsale. Used to be my celebrity stand aside. Kate Beckinsale standing there. Whoever I'm in a relationship with, whether it's a girlfriend or a wife, they have to stand aside and let me run off.
Right.
Stand back, honey. I've got this.
Otherwise known as the hall pass.
It's a hall pass. Sure. So celebrity stand aside was the idea. So that you could just fantasize and have some fun.
Oh.
So anyway, back to Kendra's note. She goes, I thought that was hilarious. We all have fantasies. Anyone who says they don't is a big liar. But I was talking to a friend about it in front of my daughter, who is 11. I said my stand-aside was Bradley Cooper, and for the next few minutes, I laughed with my friend about what it would be like if he ran away with me.
Yeah, I've done that. Been
Sounds
there.
Sounds like my wife.
Good teeth on that Bradley Cooper.
Oh, really?
P and then some P.S.
Kendra continues, later, my daughter was furious and said that it's not funny to talk about leaving my husband.
Oh, her daughter sounds like Chris, our traffic diva.
That's not funny, Mom. Dad loves us.
Kendra says, I tried to explain to her that it was all in fun and just a joke. The lesson is, when you're talking about things with your friends, be aware that your kids probably won't get it. My daughter is still mad.
Yeah,
my mom
daughter,
is such a slut, is what she's telling her
friends. Her daughter must not be like of the Tiger Beat age quite yet, you know?
Well, let's face it. Sure. Kids, and then, just don't take this wrong. Kids get to that stage that lasts for a few years where they don't have much of a sense of humor unless it's just with one of their friends. But they won't find anything that their parents or older people they just, they get kind of...
That's disgusting.
They'll
grow
back into a sense of humor at about 19 or 20.
So and Dad getting a divorce?
So you got to realize that's why she didn't find it funny. I find the idea of the celebrity stand-aside hilarious.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. It causes legit fights. Like, feelings are hurt in my house because
Well, that was one of my... I have a couple of questions for you. One is... what do you think is behind somebody being upset that you pick... It's such a fantasy because Kate Beckinsale will never come to my door.
Well, because it instantly makes that other person feel insecure. It makes your wife feel completely insecure.
It's a joke.
Right, and it's not like we are ever going to meet these people.
Nicole loves this guy. I don't remember his name, man. He was on The Biggest Loser, The Trainer.
Oh, that doctor,
Yvette, something.
Oh, God,
I don't know, but when this guy's gorgeous guy, ripped, and when she starts talking about him, a little piece of me dies inside. It does. It makes me feel very insecure. I don't like it.
Just a pansy.
If your stand aside is the woman who lives next door, okay that's a problem.
Here's my question when it comes to this. Okay, I have a stand aside, but she's local. Is that not...
See, that ain't right.
Should it be something unattainable?
She's a celebrity or just the next door neighbor?
Local celeb. I mean, she's a news lady.
Oh, television news person.
Television news person, total hot star.
Who you've met, Jeremy. That's the thing about the
once.
Hall pass.
Yeah, I cannot give my...
Okay, so it's got to be unobtainable.
I cannot endorse the idea of... Because a local television news person is totally accessible.
Right.
I've gone out
especially
with
especially to someone in radio.
Right.
I
got a lot of baggage, though. I don't think she would want to be with me.
Well,
but still attainable.
Girls get pretty desperate, Jeremy.
Okay, all right. But still, so you were talking celebrity, right?
Celebrity that's completely unattainable.
Like Mike Charlie well Hunnam. Like my screensaver. Right. Hold on, Jeremy.
Is your Santa side still Charlie Hunnam?
Well, I've added to my list, actually, which has caused a legit fight in our house.
Like, I feel insecure when you talk about him,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God. Charlie Hunnam. I would tear him apart. However, I've added to my list. And the only reason why I feel that it's okay to add to my list is because that Charlie Hunnam is the man that I would let take and ravish me. Ouch. I've added a girl to my hall pass list, and it's very weird because she makes me question my sexuality. It's Ruby Rose. She's from Orange is the New Black, and she is this fine, fine, androgynous thing. She's kind of, in certain pictures, she's very girly, and she's just gorgeous. She's hot, right? Like, and then in,
all right, so you've got a guy standing aside and a chick standing
but
aside.
I don't know if she's a guy or a girl. I don't know.
Jeremy,
I want her.
Who's my first question?
Who's your celebrity stand aside who's not just a mile and a half away?
The sweet, delightful little blonde, Kelly Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco. You don't even know her name?
We just call her Coco for short. Little KC Coco. Coco. Kelly.
Kaylee.
Who cares?
From the Big Bang Theory.
She's hot. She's worth like $45
million. Emphasis on the bang.
I have a major announcement to make because mine is no longer Kate Beckinsale.
Dun, 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 dun.
First of all, she went and had some stuff done to her that doesn't look right. And
she
I'm
had
not
some,
with that.
Some fresh fillers put in before Sundance.
And I'm not knocking having work done. I'm just saying the work that she had done, I don't think
it
turned
Caitlyn
out.
Jenner?
It's a little too fresh.
It's Caitlyn Jenner.
No, the one that I have shifted over to, and it's not like I'm the only guy in the world, but I have decided after seeing her in some movies recently or whatever, that Scarlett Johansson is my celebrity stand-aside.
Strong choice.
Yeah, so I'm going to go. So if Scarlett rang the doorbell and said, Dom,
in a raspy voice,
you're going to have to leave that lady friend of yours, and off we go.
Woo.
Lady friend would have to stand aside.
I got to say, I love hearing both of you say that, because while by average women's standards, she's not curvy, like, I think for, like, Hollywood standards, she's got a little meat on her bones.
Totally
and I,
does.
And
yes.
I love hearing you guys say, like, yes.
Yes. Yes. Meat.
Yes.
I would bite that. Thick. Ka-dunk,
ka-dunk. Marianne sent a Facebook message, apparently not on board. She goes, Dom, I've listened to your show for years, but I'm afraid today will be the last time.
Oh, no.
The fact that you would endorse leaving your spouse is horrendous. I have been married for 22 years and wouldn't run away with anyone, no matter how, quote, hot they were. I'm disappointed in you and hope you reconsider your position.
Is it permanent, or are we just running away for like a night, like a long weekend?
Right. It's like a Memorial Day, you know, like a 3-day weekend.
I don't know if that's ever been defined or not.
Oh.
Well, with a celebrity, how could they never stay together with anybody for very long, do they?
Right. You know, they got to get back on set. We're pretty important here.
The worst thing of all is that she says she's disappointed in me. You know how it is if your parents ever say, if your parents are mad at you, it's one thing. If they're disappointed in you, that's almost too hard to take.
That's when it hurts.
And Marianne says she's disappointed in me.
You better send her $100.
I'm a little sad. No.
Maybe she should have sent a picture of herself.
I will say this, Marianne. This is all mostly just in fun, and we try to have a sense of humor about it. Here's Melinda. Hello, Melinda.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think there's a big difference between a celebrity crush and someone that you'd be willing to, I mean, just say, you know, stand aside whoever I've committed my whole life to, just to go, like, I get that it's never going to happen, but you also need to realize that marriages have been broken up over people that they've never even met. You guys mentioned it the other day with the guy who, or the girl who broke up with her husband over someone she'd met on a video game.
That was the pirate guy.
Yeah. So you're kind of on board with Marianne that you're disappointed in us for talking about this?
Honestly, yeah. Like and the thing is, it's not just this. It's like
Well, don't give us a laundry list.
Don't
give us a laundry list of everything we do wrong. We'll put you down as in the camp of you're not on board with this.
Yeah. I don't tend to get butt hurt, but at the same time, I've been dealing with a difficult time, and it's...
Oh, I get it.
It's just when people start
to... So, look, it's a sensitive time for you. I get it. Well, let me ask you this. You don't have to run off with them, but if you were open to that idea, who would your celebrity be?
If you could just kiss. Who would it be?
Who would it be if you had to pick? If we put a gun to your head, who would you pick?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's another thing, because I'm single, so I actually have a long list for that.
Give us one. She doesn't like guns either.
Give us one.
Now that you're mentioning
it.
How about Jason Statham? He's attractive.
Do you like him?
He's short.
Chuck Norris?
I'd say maybe like
Will Ferrell.
Oh my gosh, I literally just his name. I
Jimmy Fallon.
Just lost his name.
What is he in?
What was he in?
He plays like in Hunger Games. PETA.
Oh, PETA! Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I'm glad we got you to pick one. Thank you for being on the show, and I hope you have a fun weekend.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Go
thank
kiss you. Some boys or all right. girls.
All right, here comes Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Good morning.
Do you have a stand aside picked out?
Oh, yeah. The Rock.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. He's on my list,
oh,
too.
God. Emily loves that guy.
He loves puppies. Have you seen his puppy? Him and
I
his
have.
Puppy?
I have. I do follow him on Instagram. He's so I see all of it.
Right. He's one of those ones where he just had a baby with his gorgeous girlfriend, and I got a little offended. And I'm like, I'm like, why is he having babies with someone? He
well,
doesn't
wait a
even,
minute.
Like, what about me?
Vicky, are you married?
I am.
So does your husband know that if The Rock rang the
yeah.
doorbell? He knows.
Oh, yeah. And
he wouldn't have a choice with The Rock.
It's fun. It's all in fun. I mean, would it ever happen? No, but, you know, we can all dream.
Fun.
But so I guess I'm
it's
less sensitive fun. About it. I would never leave my husband for somebody.
We're just goofing.
We're just having fun.
But, oh, he's sure pretty.
Have a great weekend.
He is pretty.
Thanks
I'll for, even admit how pretty that guy is.
Thanks for calling. Here's Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
What do you got for us? Who's your stand aside?
Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah, she's a yeah, sharp yeah. lady, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he's got. Look, we don't want to take you away
from... What are you doing
from,
right now?
We don't want to take you away from what you're doing.
I got to go.
Here's Danielle. Hello, Danielle.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Great, thank you. So what do you got for me?
Well, I was with Emily. My crush is definitely Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
But I wanted to call in and talk about Marianne, who wrote into you,
mm-hmm.
because there have been several times that I've had differencing opinions with what you guys have said, but to stop listening to you over that, I say loser if she's going to
No,
that.
No, no. I would never call any of our listeners or former losers losers. Here's the only
no,
thing
no,
I will
no,
say
no,
to that, because I've...
called her a loser.
No, she
I'm
didn't call her a loser.
I said lose her.
Oh, lose
oh.
her.
We used to play Happy Trails.
Yeah, yeah. but I don't want to do that anymore. Here's the only thing that I'll add to this, because obviously in 20-something years hosting the show, I've had my share of I'm never going to listen again emails.
I've said it.
Yeah, Jeremy's even said it to me. It's the whole thing, Danielle, to me, is that I don't ever personally want to be around where I only listen to or watch or think things that I agree with. I would rather hear other sides of things, and I can either agree or disagree, but I don't have to get mad over it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I agree.
But people are different, and I understand, and I wish Marianne well, and she'll find
it. I mean, that's why I watched the Republican debate last night.
Because
there you go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't ever want to surround myself with only things that I agree with, because that's no fun. Listen, you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
I think Marianne just hasn't seen Sons of Anarchy, and she doesn't know how delicious Charlie Hunnam is.
Here's Amanda. Amanda, who are you picking?
My number one would be Theo James.
Who is that?
Oh, yeah.
He plays 4 on Divergent.
Oh, okay.
God, he has lips.
Theo James?
Whoops. Theo.
Theo
oh,
James.
He's a pretty young
I feel
thing.
Like a cougar for it because he's only 30.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Oh, he is?
It doesn't matter. You go have fun, okay?
I thought he was like 17 and I was still on board.
Have a fun weekend, Amanda.
Oh, there he is. He is a good-looking guy.
God, he's...
He
God,
looks
he's
like
got,
me.
Oh, right. I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Oh my
really
God.
Does. Look at him.
Do we have time for one more? Same I hope so. Here's Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Who are you picking? You're a celebrity stand aside.
That has to be Shannon Sharpe.
Oh
yes.
I make love to his wardrobe.
He's got good suits. Fitted suits.
Oh, that's so funny. I still have the audio from when I interviewed him back in the 90s, and he said this to me, Karen. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He said...
In bed.
I'll never forget that conversation. All right. Well, Shannon Sharpe, he's a fun. You'd have fun with him too, wouldn't you?
I would, absolutely.
In multiple ways. Listen, have a great weekend.
You too.
Right.
Man, I'm a little turned on after this conversation.
Just,
I'm not gonna
I feel
lie.
Feel weird. I'm not gonna lie.
I need a
weird.
Cigarette.
Chris, do you have a celebrity stand aside?
Yeah, mine is Bruce Willis because he's bald. He looks like my husband, but he's got a lot more money and connections.
Mm-hmm. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yeah, you're playing along. I love
Yay.
It.
Of course.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.